Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And yes, I am a little bit the worst for wear in the vocal department. And yes, the room might be a bit echoey. I should explain, we're not doing this from the Highwayman's Lodge and whatever you're calling your place now, because I've actually gone north. Hoots, moose, there's a moose, loose, a moose, this hoose. And I'm in Edinburgh shouting at people twice a day, well, for what seems like hours. I'll tell you about it in a bit. In the meantime, this is Dragster and Silent Violence. You're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dragster and Silent Violence from their album Here Come the Meat Robots. What I want to know is, what is Dragster's website?
Dragster.com.
No, DragsterUK.com. Very, very close. Poorly the internet one, Tony nil. This album's great. I don't think we've played that track of it before. We have played quite a few of it on previous shows. Strongly recommend that you go and get that. I believe, yeah, it is. It's out on STP Records. And hello to Stuart, and thanks very much for to whoever it was that sent me that through. It might have been Drags themselves, might have been Stuart, but thank you very much anyway. Check them out. Great live act. Hello to Fee. Let me know when things don't work out with you and Diesel.
Nice.
Now then, I should have Poetry Corner and Comedy Suburbs for you this week, Tony, but of course, being in Edinburgh, I haven't really had a chance to check anything out at all. My apologies if you have been sending stuff through. I've not really been checking my Gmail account, which is what the poorly be at Punky Radio comes through to, but please do send it if you have a poem or joke for me, poorlybe@punkyradio.com, and I will check it as soon as I can. Now, I am, however, surrounded by about 5 million comedians up here at the Edinburgh Festival. Started last Sunday. The first person I bumped into was Russell Howard.
Okay.
Yeah, first guy I saw, hello, Ross. Oh, he looks thin.
Really?
He needs a good dinner, that Ross, and I knew him when he had a bit more on him. He looks very, very thin. Someone actually said to me that I looked like I'd lost a bit of weight as well, but that was after a week of being here, by which time, despite the huge amount of booze I'd consumed, I had been walking miles up and down hills and cobbled streets, and oh, I've even washed clothes, Tony.
Bloody hell.
I know, I've been quite domesticated. So we're just going to go on about my Edinburgh and how it's going through the show, bits and bobs in there. Have you done anything you want to talk about?
No, not really.
Hey, did you like the Olympics?
I did, actually. For the first time, I think that's the most Olympics I've ever watched.
Yeah.
I watched the diving, that was really good.
Excellent. Did you see the closing ceremony?
I recorded it. It was on last night, but I'm probably going to watch it maybe tomorrow.
My new joke, I'm trying to do a joke a day of sorts up here, and my joke today after last night was, fuck me, did you see the closing ceremony of the Olympics? It had Liam Gallagher, George Michael, Russell Brand. If the closing ceremony had been drugs tested, it would have been disqualified. I can't believe how many drug references there were in it as well. You won't see another one like that, I don't think. Anyway, should we get on the next track?
Yeah.
Faintest Idea. I have a faintest idea about this band. I know every single person who plays this track by Faintest Idea is going to use that joke. I don't care. This is out now on TNS Records. It's an album called The Voice of Treason. We played a track the other week. What did we play the other week? I can't remember. 36 Barrels we played a fortnight ago, and I want to play another track because this album's brilliant. What I want to know is, what is Faintest Idea's Facebook page?
facebook.com/faintestidea.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie Being Internet One. And if you don't like this next track, you're an idiot. This is Bull in a China Shop.
Well, I'm a bull in a China shop. And every time I knock it down, but they put it back up. And I'm a bull, I'm a bull in a China shop. I'm just waiting for the top. Let's go!
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I do sound a little hoarse, don't I?
You do.
I do sound a little hoarse, but I'm actually fine. It was worse a couple of days ago. It's already on the way back. Let's see what 40 minutes of talking on punky radio does to it. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments. Please do leave the comment on our Facebook wall. If you're on the Facebook, go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave us a comment on our wall. One of the easiest and best ways to get a message through to us. Don't send us a message, leave us a comment on our wall. I've got two for this week. The first one is kind of an early gig guide, really, but it's on the wall. Alex Evelyn Roberts, who says, "Hi guys, can you do a shout out to electropunk duo Petrol Bastards, who are gracing Manchester with their presence on Sunday 19th of August at Thirsty Scholar? It's a free gig too. facebook.com/petrolbastard.
Hello, Petrol Bastard.
Great name.
We hope you have a good gig.
Yeah. It's free, so if you're in the Manchester area, do check that out. Sunday night, 19th of August. Another comment from Derek Koski, who says, "Thanks, chaps, for the shout out. How can I get hold of Paul's CD?" How can they get hold of yours? Go to Edinburgh.
I'm going to send him one. Okay. I can't work out all the other stuff. I was trying to put it on something or other, and you needed a barcode. I haven't got a barcode, but I've since found out that you can do something with CD Baby. And they'll barcode it themselves. So it is going to be available on CD Baby when I get round to it, but it won't be till September, despite the fact I may possibly be playing another track on this show. If you want one from me direct, just email paulieb@punkyradio.com and we'll sort it out. It's basically £5 in the UK, including postage, £7.50 the rest of the world, but I will accept any currency through the post.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll work it out. It only costs about £2 to send it anywhere in the world, so that'll be fine. We'll sort it out, Derek, and thank you for getting in touch.
That's it for Facebook.
Well, two excellent comments there. One about a great band, one about my great new CD. This show could end up being all about me, like it never has been before. Here's a link, though, to the next song, Tone.
Okay.
And do leave a comment on our Facebook page, by the way. It's very, very easy to do. Most of you are on Facebook. Only takes a second. It gets read out on the show. Next band, the Roughneck Riot, played Strummer Camp, which was organised by TNS, who released the Faintest Idea offering. But the latest Roughneck Riot offering is out on Bomber Music Limited and came via our mate Simon Knott. Simon says people like you, etc., etc., Century Media. So there is a link here. Have I got the album with me? No, of course I haven't. It's a terrific album, really, really good. It's kind of sort of Pogues punk, I suppose you call this.
Okay.
Pogues punk. I'll tell you all about it after you've heard it. This is Down and Out.
With a gun in your back. You work hard with a gun in your back. play card with a gun in your back. Yeah, why can't we gun in your back? So make the ends meet. Don't know why you're letting that. As you roll out of bed to face, you're young, but thing in your head. You're just saying like a wind.
Douche nozzle.
That was the Roughneck Riot, Down and Out, from the new album, which I do not have in front of me because it came through via MP3 and I haven't had the brains to look it up online. But it's a terrific album, and the best way to get to them is to look at their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/roughneckriot.
No, facebook.com/theroughneckriot. TheRoughneckRiot. Hi to the band. I did introduce them. A couple of years ago, and they're absolutely brilliant, really, really good live band. Have I said you're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now?
I think so.
I have now, thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, just to give my voice a break, have you done anything?
Well, I think as mentioned last week, I did a few things. One, more stuff in the house. Finally got a guy in doing the floors, because all the floors need sanding, repairing, and all sorts, so that's coming on very well. You're still in here actually this week, so we're kind of like having to escape in the daytime to leave him to it because it's very noisy and dirty. I did start my blog. So blog.tonyhearn.co.uk. I'm posting links on Facebook.
Sorry, what?
blog.tonyhearn.co.uk.
just blog, B-L-O-G.
yep.
tonyhearn.co.uk.
yep. I've just started. I'm gonna catch up with the house stuff, so I'm just gonna just keep at it. I'm quite enjoying it. It takes a long time, and realise I'm not as funny as I thought it was. Well, that's all right.
I am supposed to have blogged 3 times already this week for my Edinburgh blog. I'm gonna do it tonight. I've just been so busy doing other things, and it's just the way everything works out. You end up getting calls to do late shows, and then someone wants a lunchtime show, and then you just spend so much time on the streets. And this first week at Edinburgh has been fairly hard because the weather was really nice and the Olympics were on. So there was a lot of reason for the locals to stay inside. And I'm doing the Free Fringe, and a lot of Edinburgh locals go to the Free Fringe. So they've been in watching the Olympics, which have been brilliant. I don't fucking begrudge them that. It's been great. But now they're out this week. It starts this week. So this week I'm more organised this week. The audiences are coming in. The shows are going well. Everything's good. And I start blogging because some funny things have happened. They're quite long stories we're telling you about now. So I found an Italian restaurant around the corner. It's absolutely brilliant. It's one of those little trattorias that it's somewhere between a cafe and a restaurant. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's like it's about £4.50 for a main course. They do. You can bring your own booze. It's a corkage of a quid, or you can get served the wine they have. Which is what I did on Saturday night with my friend Laura, because we both had some time off, so we went for a meal. And we had 2 courses each, and cheap as it was, it still managed to come to £33. I couldn't work out why. And then I remembered that bottle of red wine I'd scoffed. She wasn't drinking, and it was a slightly better bottle of red wine than I would normally have got.
Right.
It wasn't the house stuff. Beautiful, though. I'll be back there this week, and when I go back this week, I'll find out his name. Chef. It's called Salvo, if that's any help, and it's at the bottom, if you know Edinburgh, it's at the bottom of Buccleuch Street. Absolutely brilliant. Love it, love it, love it. I've only been to one show, other than ones that I'm doing, and that was my mate Dave's, David Whitney, who I'm sharing a flat with, and it was really good. So that's on at 10:15 at night in the Gilded Balloon, if you are in the Edinburgh area. Other than that, I'm going to get on with the next 2 songs, which fortunately are both kind of funny.
Cool.
Being the Edinburgh Festival, I picked 2 acts that are up here, both musical acts, who are both doing shows up here and both have CDs out. Listen out for this great act called Paul B. Edwards. But first up, we've got a track from Cunt and the Gang's album. Now, you know I like Cunt and the Gang, and it's spelled with a K, so it's not swearing. I might start pronouncing Cunt and the Gang, and then it'll be all right, won't it, unless you're in Yorkshire. Anyway, this is off his A greatest hits package called the Greatest Minor Internet Hits of Kumps and the Gang now features two actual minor hits. We've played a few tracks off this. I don't think we played this one. You're going to like it. Stay tuned for Paul B. Evans and a track that goes with this one relatively well. What is Kunt and the Gang's website, Tony?
Kunt and the Gang.co.uk.
It is, and the Kunt is spelled with a K. That's Tony 2, Paulie B. and Internet 2, and this is That's My Erection.
To some R&B, I started grinding to said music with a drunk lady, when all of a sudden she said to me, something in your pocket keeps on prodding me, is it your wallet or your mobile phone, it feels like a biscuit boost or Toblerone, is it an asthma inhaler or is it your keys, but geez can you take it out your pocket please,
if you insist.
That's my erection. You turn me on, but don't worry, in a minute it will soon be gone, because I'm about to climax, so don't you frown. After spunk comes out the end, it soon goes down. That's my erection. That's my erection. My erection, my erect knob, that's my erection. That's my erection home, that's my erection home. I've got wood and it feels good, that's my erection. I like to put my erection in a lady's mouth. I got a job as a school caretaker to earn some bread. A bit like Ian Huntley, but no one ended up dead. I got the sack because of my warhead, sticking out my boiler suit, and so I said, well, it's not really my fault. That's my erection. I blame the little quims of the teenage girls when they were doing gym. They left my member in an aroused state, but it'll be gone as soon as I get a chance to masturbate. That's my erection. That's my erection. I'm a loner with a boner. My erection. And my erection horn. And my erection horn. I beg your pardon for my heart on my erection. I like to put my erection in a lady's flange. I met a bird in the pub the night Joe Goody died. I went back to her house and she asked me inside. She put the telly on, we were getting it on, but suddenly I felt my erection gone. I said, don't worry dear, you shouldn't take it personally. That's my erection. It was diffused when I saw Jade's mum crying on the news. She's left my member in a flaccid state, but with an arm in her pocket caused it to deflate. That's my erection. That's my erection. It's deflated, it's abated, my erection. That's my erection home. That's my erection home. Jackie Goody killed my Woody, my erection. I would like to put my erection in Jade's mum's withered hand.
You stanky little chuff.
We're raffling off an original painting by me, the Word Whore. For only $25, you could own a little something I had my dirty, dirty hands all over all summer long. Every single penny goes directly towards paying for the fact that I still have both of those hands and can still almost sort of use the important one to continue to do what I do. Join us on Facebook for sneak peeks of the painting in progress. Visit our forum for a look at some of my past work. Tickets are on sale now at airoutmyshorts.com. Thank you and good luck.
Now if you think you've got a problem, you think you might not be so long, and you're sick of being a maggot, you want to feel good about your schlong, I got a solution for you. This is what you've got to do. You need a tiny handy girlfriend, a girl whose gloves are size 2. You need a tiny handy girlfriend, a girl to make the most of you. You need a tiny handy girlfriend, but you can't get her from school. No sir, she's got to be an adult. You can't get no dwarf either, because the hands are normal sized. No, I said you can't get no dwarf either, because their hands are normal sized. They really are frustrating, because they're perfect little guys. In every other respect, you need a tiny handy girlfriend who needs both mitts to pick up a ping pong ball. You need a tiny handy girlfriend to make your fella feel real tall. You need a tiny handy girlfriend, but she can't pick up the phone to call. Oh man, her hands are too small. You can't get no tiny handy girlfriend. There's not a ring small enough to fit. No, you can't get no tiny-handed girlfriend. What's he and I think she'll be shit. So just get some bifocals, wank off, and make the most of it. Take it away, Marbles! You know that Colonel Gaddafi felt so small in the party. When he looked down at his privates, it just made him feel real nasty. If he'd had a tiny handy girlfriend, he might not have invaded Benghazi. Oh, that Osama bin Laden hid in a house in Pakistan, where he directed Al-Qaeda with the help of the Taliban. He'd have been a lot more relaxed if his wife hadn't had massive horns. Oh, and Ratko Mladic butchered Bosnians by the score. He was so angry at Srebrenica, I think I know why he was sore. Have you seen the hands on his missus? They'd make Linford Christie go to war. Then I'd fucking paddle! You need a tiny handy girlfriend. What? 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 You need a tiny handy girlfriend. What? What? A jerry. What? What? You need a tiny handy girlfriend. Skip it a boop ba da boop ba 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 da boop. Oh! Oh, that's nice. Oh, you little finger munchkin. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That last track you heard was by this wonderful act, Paul B. Edwards, from his new CD, Songs in the Key of Death, which also coincides with the show he's doing at the Edinburgh Festival at 20 past four every afternoon in Banshee Labyrinth on Nidri Street, called Songs in the Key of Death. And that was a track called Tiny Handy Girlfriend, which actually doesn't feature in the show because my agent recommended it was too cock happy for an Edinburgh audience. So I've left that one out, but a lot of the other tracks on it are in the show, and if you get the chance, come along, do. I thought he sounded a bit like King Kurt. Maybe just sounds a bit like some bloke being really, really good at music called Captain Marbles, getting a load of his mates to come in and play excellent instruments on it, and me showing up and shouting over the top.
It's nice.
Might be more like that. I don't know about nice. It's full on. Right then, have you got any gigs for us? Oh, sorry, Tony. What is Paul B. Edwards' website?
Lastminutecomedy.com.
It is, and all the details of the shows he's doing up here are on there. Well done, Tony 3, Paulie being Internet 2. Now it's time for Gig Guide, yes?
Yes.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 Bar Legend.
Is. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It's still on Denmark Street in London. It hasn't moved. Still there. Will be forever, probably. Do check it out. There's something on almost every night, but I'm going to read, as always, Friday to Sunday. And here they are. This Friday, Blueprints and Dark Rooms and More Acts to be Confirmed. It's an Enterprise Studios night, so it's a regular occurrence, and more on the heavy side, we believe, but who knows. Do check it out. How much do you think that is?
Blueprints and Dark Rooms. It sounds like that show might develop. £6.
Yes.
Nice.
Saturday night, 18th of August, Mojo Kings, Cash, Sin Kings and Surfing Wombats.
It's going to be brilliant. That's a psychobilly night right there.
Sounds like it. Bad Luck Saloon, of course it is. Bad Luck Saloon presents night.
Yeah, it'd be superb.
How much do you think
that is? I say psychobilly. It'll be rockabilly, psychobilly, that sort of thing. It'll be a great night.
How much?
£6.
£7.
Oh, worth the extra quid.
There you go. Finally, Sunday night, Chris Pope plays Chords UK, it's an Isle of Wight preview set, and more to be confirmed. It's a London Calling night.
Right, well, if it's London Calling, it's going to be punk rockish.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good at a standard £6.
It's a fiver.
Oh, it's a fiver. I've been blown out of the water this week. 6.75. Good
deal. Who'd have thought it?
Who indeed? Yeah. No idea.
But that's it.
So that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide.
12-4. What a letdown. So,
yes.
Next track by a band not going anymore.
Cool.
Sad.
Yes.
Sweatmaster. One of our favourite bands for so many years. They'll remain one of my favourite bands forever. Originally from Finland, they split up about this time last year, wasn't it? Christ.
I think it was. It was a special, didn't we?
They split up, yeah. They split up about this time last year. We did a Sweatmaster special, but then they got back together for some farewell gigs. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do gigs again in the future. This was the last album they brought out. The album's called Dig Up the Knife. I believe it's still available via Full Steam Records. What I want to know is, what is Sweatmaster's website?
Sweatmaster.net?
It was. They've taken it down.
Oh.
At the moment, there is not a Sweatmaster website, so no. That makes it poorly being in NZ3, Tony 3. There's lots of Sweatmaster information. I haven't even checked to see if they've kept the Facebook page going. It might be a real death.
Ooh.
But the music's still available, and that's the important thing. So do just type Sweatmaster into the internet. If you've got Sweatmaster Band or Sweatmaster Finland, you'll find stuff about them very quickly. I'm sorry to say, Tony, that's about it for me telling you about Sweatmaster, other than I love them, and I hope they get back together one day. They're brilliant. This is One Hand Stand.
Berserker.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sweatmaster track called One Hand Stand. I did notice that, actually, that after saying that there's a connection between song 2 and song 3, there was a connection between 4, 5 and 6, because there was That's My Erection, then Tiny Handed Girlfriend, then One Hand Stand. You see what I've done? Didn't even mean it, just how it worked out. Anyway, are you doing anything this week?
Carrying on with the floors, so we're kind of like keep painting floors and things like that, so we'll be in and out all week trying to get these things finished.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'm doing my show at 4:20, my show at 7:45, and I think tomorrow or Wednesday I'm doing a show at a place called Kildakin, which is down a long way a long way down the Royal Mile. It becomes a road called Canongate. It keeps going, and the show's called The Comedy World War, and it's my German comic mate Christian Schulterloh who does a show every day, and he has acts from different countries, and he's put me into headline, obviously, because the English always win the war, don't they? So I'm on last, but I did confuse them the other day because they couldn't plug my guitar in, so I did my Norwegian disco, which really confused an international crowd watching the Comedy World War with an English bloke going on last teaching them Norwegian with dance.
Nice.
So I won't be doing it again there. I'll be singing songs about winning wars and that, most likely, if I write some. So anyway, that's what I'm doing. I think Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day it is. I've got shows on all week. I'm doing another one called Ciao Roma, which is an Italian restaurant. I'm so international. And I'm doing one at Bannerman's. I might be doing, it doesn't matter, I'm doing loads. I'll try and update on Facebook if you're on there. I'd love to update on MySpace, but no one looks there anymore, so that's that fucked. Are you doing anything this week?
You already asked me. No, I'm just doing the floors, that's it.
Oh, sorry, yeah, sorry, man. I'm a bit fucking freaked, aren't I? So anyway, that's about it. I'd love to tell you I've got loads and loads on. I'm busy every day in Edinburgh. If you're in the Edinburgh area, I'm on Nidri Street from about 2:30 in the afternoon until about 9:00 at night, and that's why I'm a throat's fucked. Because when I'm not doing a show on the street, I'm standing outside telling people to come to a show on the street. I would say this. I've discovered a stand-up comic while I've been here called Caroline Clifford, who is from Berlin, but she's British, but lives in Berlin, as do a few other British comics who are in Berlin. Do you know what? She's really, really good. She does some great songs, and if she's got a CD out, I'll try and get hold of it, and I'll maybe play something by her on next week's show.
Oh,
that's
cool.
A good idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. That's positive. Look out for Caroline Clifford. I'll find out more information about it if I can. Right, track set, and here's a nice little touch. Because the next track is another track from one of my new favourite bands, the KDV Deviators, who are German.
Yeah.
There you go. How about that? And I saw them at the Psychobilly meeting in Pineda de Mar in Spain, end of June, and I fucking loved them. And then this came through on Drunkabilly Records when I thought they were going to send me a sample CD of all the stuff on their label. They didn't. They sent me this instead. And you know what? I don't mind. It's brilliant. What I want to know is, I'll tell you what, I'll ask you their website after we've heard it. This is lovely. I say properly lovely. And this is my idea of lovely. A lot of you might think lovely might be something like Enrico Iglesias or perhaps James Blunt. But no, this is my idea of lovely. This is Under Attack.
Like sorcerers, tricks from outer space, burning down the nations, enslaving human race. They shoot, you run, like a rabbit with a trauma gun, when heaven's turning black. And with the speed of light, they travel. They've been here a long time before you. It happens, and it had been returned. The world turns into ash, multiply the smash, under attack. Invade Germination zone. See them spread their hate. Too late, time's up. No hiding when they drop. Heaven's turning black under attack. And with the speed of light they're traveling. And they've been here a long time before you. It had been said, it had been returned. The world turned into ash. Multiply the trash under attack. On the news, Germination's own is in. Heaven turned black, under attack. Heaven turned black, under attack. Yeah, under attack. Ow! Under attack. Under attack!
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the KDV Deviators. KDV stands for Kufta Deville, and hello to Kufta, who is a man I now know. He's also he was also the founder member of Mad Sin, and this is his latest spin-off of Mad Sin. They're a terrific live act. They're really, really good. What is their website?
KDVDeviators.com.
It is.
Oh.
Tony 4, Paulie Bean Internet 3. Mm-hmm. How about that then, Sunshine? You'll be telling me next you've got a twat.
I won't, actually, for saying that.
Right, let's run through this bad boy.
Yeah, please do email me your twats. Especially with the year of twat, I think we've had a very high failure rate this year, so please do, let's get it back on board.
We have had a high failure rate this year. I know why, actually. I'll tell you when you finish the description.
Okay. Yep, email me now. I need lots of twats. Email them to me. tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. I'm sure we all know twats. You might need to know them. Maybe just see them on the telly. Maybe it's a famous one. It could be someone local to you. Whatever. Just email me now. tony@punkyradio.com.
I've got a twat for you.
Okay.
Yeah, brilliant. There's a guy supposed to show up to my show this evening called Eric McElroy. He was supposed to be one of the acts on. He didn't show. I don't actually blame him. I blame his agent. His agent, last year I booked some acts through the agency and they didn't show up. This year I sent him an email saying, can you please confirm all of these acts before I get to Edinburgh, because I definitely want them there. And last year he let me down. They sent me an email confirming all their acts, then another one saying, just checking we've still got these acts booked in for the following dates. I said yes. He was the first one to show up. Didn't. So he probably haven't told him about it. Fucking me off. So I'm going to an entire comedy agency.
Ooh.
I'm going to show twats this week, and I don't know where they're based, so they'll just be in Edinburgh for the time being, because that's where presumably they are not sending their acts to the gigs they're supposed to be doing. That sound alright?
That sounds good to me.
So the comedy agency Beyond Compare of at the moment Edinburgh is a twat. Fortunately, my mate Graham Whistler was there to stand in for him, and he did a great job. So well done, Graham. Graham has got cerebral palsy, but it's kind of his condition seems to be, for him, the sort of lower half. So he's very shaky on his feet, but his mobility from waist up is fine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he does these jokes. I had him on the other day, and I didn't think about it. He was just on for 5 minutes as a special bonus guest. I said, anyway, here we go. We've got a special bonus guest. And yeah, and he went on. He went, thanks for calling me special. sorry, Graham. Didn't actually mean that. But anyway, but then he does this stuff. He said, one of the great things about having cerebral palsy is I get a blue disabled badge. I can park wherever I like. It's brilliant. Anyway, when he finished, I walked back on and said, Graham Whistler, ladies and gentlemen. The only reason I book him so I can get a grant. Oh, and for the lift home. It's nice. All right. I'll check with him. It's fine. So, anyway, I could be a twat for that. Let's do the last song, shall we?
Yeah, let's go for it.
I don't think we've played this before, Tony. We've played a lot of Wonk Unit before, but I don't remember ever playing this. We probably have. This is from a frankly disturbing album called Flying the Japanese Flag, which was the album before the latest one they've got out, which is Trolley's Thank You, and they've probably got another one coming out soon, because he is prolific, R. Alex, the mighty cougar. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Wonk Unit's website, MySpace, whatever you want, what have they got?
WonkUnit.com. MySpace.com/WonkUnitBand, I think.
Correct. You can have a bonus point for that, man. It's Tony 6, probably the internet 3. How about that?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Type in Wonk Unit to the internet, you'll find it. This is Thief.
Pissing on the saints. What a trade for the sons. Now that I'm free, I kill time watching friends die. Now that I'm free, I kill time watching friends die. Now that I'm free, I kill time. Take your pick.
grease my soul with road intoxication. This is a song of repentance, drowning in gold. Take your pick, take your Christ. Grease my soul with road intoxication. Well, I guess this is my like story of repentance, drowning in gold. Don't run me.
That was Want Unit and Thief. They're one of my favourite bands ever.
Definitely. Yeah, I like
we've
that Want Unit.
Quite a lot of bands that are my favourite bands ever this week. So we played Want Unit, KDV Deviators I'm loving, Sweatmaster I absolutely love, Cunt and the Gang I love. There's a little bit of self-love for me going on there. What else we got? And we've seen Dragster live and absolutely fucking love them. Faintest Idea, I'm loving that album. And Roughneck Riot, I'm loving that album. So a lot of love on the show this week, Tony.
Oh, Edinburgh love.
But there's a little bit of love we left out, my friend, and that is our love for internet radio stations. Maybe you could remind our listeners about the sites that carry our show.
Sure, we're on four different internet radio stations at all different times of the day, wherever you are in the world. They are hussyskunk.com.
They're technically on all at the same time of the day, wherever you are in the world, at some point.
Oh, don't start talking time zones, I'm getting confused.
Whoa.
Hussyskunk.com. HussyskunkU.com. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation. TalkSuperstation.com. We're on Podunk. PODUNK Radio.com. And finally, the latest one we're on is ExtremeMetalRadio.net. XTREME MetalRadio.net. It's not metal, it is a real extreme. Do check it out.
Yeah. That's about it. I think I might have some chicken and black bean sauce with a mixture of brown and black rice.
Tasty.
Should be by the time I finish cooking it. That's about it. We'll be back next week. Make sure you check out all the bands on this week's show. Make sure you check out their websites. Make sure you send me your jokes and poems. Send Tony your twats. We'll talk to you again next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog.
Your guns.